and away we go. Fred Bell, Buddy Boo, Steve Barrett Show at January 20th, Thursday, 2011. Only another year and a half away, some real excitement, fireworks around here. Is Steve Barrett around?
Yes, sir, right here on this end.
So what's Barrett and company up to today?
Well, I've been doing some new work, Fred, and we got to talk about this. It's very, very interesting stuff.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay, on the spine, not at the nodule that you feel, but in between the both nodules on the spine, if you press in that center spot and you hold it for about 10 seconds, the spine actually opens up twice as much.
I believe that, yeah.
So I go down each nodule, and I press in there for about 5-6 seconds a piece.
Yeah.
And when people are done, Fred, they get up and they look half as big as chakras. So in other words, when they're dressed and they look at themselves, or I can look at my look at them, there is white light coming from each spot of those spines that I had touched. So there's something happening there very big. I don't know what it is yet because I just found it yesterday.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I was told to do that. Just a voice came down and told me to do it. So I've done it on everybody since yesterday and my last client today, and it's really incredible stuff.
So something. Like a half inch or an inch taller when you get done with them.
Well, I'm not sure about that, but I'm sure that there is a very big energy connection. I just don't.
Kundalini.
You think?
Kundalini energy. Is that possible?
Anything's possible, Fred. I don't know that much about it yet other than there's a lot of light. So each spot that I touched lit up from the groin area all the way up to the brain.
Really,
so
flamethrower?
Excuse me?
Did you use your flamethrower?
The flamethrower, both the flamethrowers are in the room.
Yeah.
And so it's a lot of fun. I keep on finding stuff all the time, but this was really powerful because I think in the beginning of birth, before the beginning of birth, I think even before the heart beats, the spine is formed.
Yeah, now that's really cool.
So there's something going on with the spine that's very big, and it's really, really interesting. So what I'm seeing on the end of it is that when I open up their spines and they have this energy, in my mind, I'm seeing a large round sphere, if you want, on the other side of me that's filled with energy. So I'm not sure what's going on other than it's really, really good stuff. So I'm going to continue with it and play with it and see what I can come up with.
Yeah, because... you know, at the bottom of the spine is the cerebral spinal fluid, which you're probably aware of, right?
Well, I've actually been able to move that with some work, but
the power dome and the crystalla dome will do that. The silver power dome,
yes,
crystalla dome will cause an automatic spinal increase of that fluid. It'll move up the spine,
right?
With 72,000 major nerves and wires in the body.
Wow.
What happens is those 72,000 nerves and wires
conduct
electricity, producing the human aura as it goes out through the top of the head and the bottom of the feet.
Right.
When that cerebral spinal fluid starts to move, they call that the kundalini. It changes the conductivity of the spine, and the spine conducts a lot quicker. And you have a much higher energy output because the wiring network has changed from like a lead wire to a platinum wire.
Right.
So which this decreases the number of ohms or the resistance from the pituitary gland, which is the top of the aura, electrically, to the bottom of the feet, the bridge of the arch is the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
It increases
mm-hmm.
that conductivity thousands of times. That's why your aura can be just like a couple of feet above your head, to like Jesus was, like 2 miles away. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so you're playing around with that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, the energy, when you put your hand on the sacrum, I think this might be advanced stuff because I'm doing a lot of different work with that, too.
Well, my book, Death of Ignorance, covers that pretty good if you've got that book. Do you have that book?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I have it right now. What page? I don't know what page
it
would be on.
I don't have it in front of me, but if you look at the back of it, it talks about two phases of it. The first phase is increasing the... auric frequencies and the amount of voltage and current on the aura, which is the power level, which is
you
can measure it physically with instruments, and it's called watts. You know, how many energy in watts, kilowatts do you generate?
Right.
Okay, once that happens, then it produces a level of quantum photons coming up the spine.
Right.
Wow, baby, that hits your brain, and then your gray matter on your brain acts like a television tube, a picture tube.
Right.
It from radiation, and it starts radiating the visual images out to the world of what you're trying to get across. That's
right.
The section in the Death of Ignorance that shows all that.
Right. Well, I'm looking at a lot. Yeah, it's really beautiful. I'm looking at the Devastar right now.
And you can now holographically encode it, and then you can quantum entangle it with the image, can be entangled with the real thing, and it all becomes reality.
I've been able to raise the... raise the vibration of the chakras just by looking at them and ask it to be raised, and they actually go up in frequency. And it's good stuff, Fred. And there's a lot to be done with that, with the mind. I mean, the mind is just so wonderful to use. I mean, you're just asking things to happen, and it happens.
Yeah,
so
well, it also projects visual images there you can see because of the way the... way the spine transmits the energy up through the gray matter. The gray matter acts like a screen of the brain, and the top of the head, the crown chakra, acts like the visual part of the screen. It's transmitting like a TV antenna.
Right.
So you're actually transmitting a TV signal with the sound, light, color, and image on it.
Sure.
And then when you add that to the projector. It's because the quantum entangling process, which then makes the whatever's in the picture become a reality. It's just like jumping across space and time in a starship. It's almost the same
thing. Right.
pretty cool stuff.
Well, I you know, I have both of my flamethrowers in the room. I have my the projectors, all the four projectors in my room. I have the master crystal in my room.
Yeah.
I wear both necklaces. I mean, you know, I'm stirred up pretty good.
Yeah,
you're I'm pretty well grounded, Fred. So when I start doing this stuff, it really reacts.
Oh yeah, well that's important. See, the crystal and the star orb provide a level of physical grounding for ELF and all the crappy stuff that comes at you. And then the flamethrower provides a etheric ground, which is grounding out higher entities, and you're good to go. And the crystal, of course, is the bottom. You know, it's like the base of
yes.
the tree.
Yeah,
that crystal holds the tree up. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I finally cleaned the crystal. It's got to be cleaned every once a year, I think. You have to really wash it, you know, and just get the stuff out of it.
Yeah, in your work, you should hose it off every 3 or 4 months. You know?
That wouldn't be a bad idea to do, but it took me about a half hour to clear it. So.
Oh, yeah. But put it in water, and it's quicker.
Yeah, that's what I do. I just run it in water and let her rip. But everything has to be handled... everything has to be handled like it's not holy, but with a lot of respect and a lot of honor.
Oh,
everything
yeah.
has to be, you know, it's
dealing
just
with a lot of nature spirit.
Yes, and one of the big things I found out also, I use a lot of healing oils. I use lavender. I use all kinds of wonderful oils. They hate to be put on the floor. They love to be on a counter or somewhere as high, but they don't like the floor at all.
No.
So I'm finding out that these things really do talk to me, and, you know, you got to really respect them.
You ought to put, well, yeah, because they're created by a person. To get them in the oil form, you're dealing with nature spirits and selves and devas and all kinds of energy that goes with those, you know.
Right.
The oils are alive.
Yes.
And so if something's alive, it has to have substance and form.
Right,
it's
right.
Yeah, those angels, just that's their job. It's like, you know, the queen bee running a beehive to collect, honey, from clover or orange.
Yeah.
Make your royal jelly for feedback, you know, to feed the queen, which then feeds the angel.
Yeah,
Same thing with the oils. Because the oils come from that form.
And you're right about the bottom part of the spine, because I've actually been able to move cerebral spinal fluid.
Yeah.
Either with my hand on the head or actually on the sacrum. You can actually move it with the sacrum and actually feel the water, or the spinal fluid, I should say. If you put your hand on the back of the head, you can actually feel it. It's really amazing, Fred, what we can really do with our minds and hands. And it's really wonderful to have that kind of a connection, and I love it.
Oh, no, it's really good.
You know? That's what I've been doing all week, and I'm really experimenting with it and having a lot of fun. So, it's a lot of fun for me.
And what do the clients think of all that?
Oh, they loved it. They absolutely loved it, Fred.
Yeah.
Absolutely loved it. On page 318 in Death of Ignorance, it has a picture of your nuclear receptor. And it's so interesting. Everything that I see... is actually going through the center. I've never looked at this before, and I can see the energy, you know, running through the back, and I'm looking at the back of my back and actually seeing the energy flow through the same way that I'm seeing it on page 318. Yeah, it's really fascinating stuff. You know, you're right on target with everything.
Yeah, you know, a lot of those draw. I did that book in 79, and what's really interesting is that... a lot of people have seen crop circles since then that look like exactly like those crop circles that are growing in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And they came afterwards.
Yeah.
Cool,
yeah.
Huh?
It's really amazing, Fred, that how much your products are right on target. I mean, you know, it's really amazing when you look at this stuff. It's just really amazing.
Yeah, it's because we've always been a bit of a leader, and, you know, to be honest, I've been out there a little bit. And so, as a result, a book back in 79 becomes, you know, mainstream in 2010 or something. You know, I'm used to that now.
Yeah. I'm starting to really get an interest, and I don't know why, but I'm really getting an interest in a Devastar.
In what?
In a Devastar.
You don't have one?
No.
Oh, yeah, we've been selling the hell out of those stuff lately.
It really intrigues me. It's almost like I want to get one.
But yeah, I just put one up in our second garage a couple of weeks ago because I needed it. I had some low energy fields, the ELF fields, in one.
Right.
We have a garage on either side of our house.
Okay.
And the one up on the big garage is up on the east end. And so I had to put a Devastar in there. It's just the star orb, which was down in the kitchen at the other end. It couldn't handle all the energy anymore. It was just getting too hot. So we put this Devastar up, and it really cooled it all down really nicely.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
And
there's something
that's a lot of people, so you really need to have that.
Yeah. I'm just looking at one in your on your page here, 323, and I'm seeing a lot of white light passing through the center. They're just showing me stuff. I just find it so fascinating just looking at your stuff. It just, the energy is just incredible the way that it works. It's fascinating.
It's
fascinating.
That's what it does, you know. Put our phone numbers out in case anybody wants to.
Oh, yes. What did I do? What I just had here a second ago. Here it is. Our phone numbers, if you want to call in, please give us a chat. 1-888-815-9756, 1-530-327-7602, 1-530-413-4510. Please give us a call. We'd love to talk to you and help you as much as we can with Fred's products and any questions that you might have to ask. We're more than happy to help you as much as we can. So please don't hesitate to call. Again, 1-888-815-9756. We'd love to talk to you. But anyhow, it's really fascinating. These books are just fascinating, Fred.
No, I'm trying to, on Ustream right now, because I got quite a few watchers, trying to get into the chat room.
Right.
It wants me to sign up. That's how stupid it is. It's on my own show. They want me to sign up to get in my own chat room. So I'm signing up to get in my own chat room, and this code, this verification code, I'm typing it in verbatim, and it says it's not correct.
I am telling you. Kudos to Ustream for being a bunch of screwed up. What a mess up that.
Yeah.
They can't get anything right. Every week they make it worse. They must have some really stupid bean counters over there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Even Buddy admits it. So stupid. So I got everything. Yep. I typed in two of these, you know, these verifications. Half the time you can't tell what they are anyway. You know what I mean?
Right.
Who knows, right?
Yep.
Where they have a bunch of little letters and numbers come up.
Well, it's sort of crazy. You know, I tried to get a hold of you yesterday on Skype. I don't know if you have Skype or not.
Oh, yeah, I do. But I have
to
have it turned on for you to reach me.
Ah, that's why I didn't get a hold of you.
Yeah.
Okay.
You sent a message that you called.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know that, Fred. I'm all new with this, so.
Yeah, and now you're going to go see Wes pretty soon to get all that paperwork done?
Yes, I got the information. I called them.
Yeah.
Let me see. I got the phone number here. It's in Lewis Run, Pennsylvania, actually Bradford, Pennsylvania.
I know where it is, yeah.
Right, and I've got his number that he wears on his chest. And so I'm calling them and getting, you know, as much information as I can. And I'm going to try to talk to them tomorrow, and hopefully I'll be able to get some information over the internet and fill it out that way rather than to wait for snail mail. So that's what I'm going to do tomorrow. I got my brother going to help me out, so that should be okay. But I'd love to go down and see him.
Oh, he's looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah, he's. I've talked to him a few times. He's really a nice guy.
Yeah. Have you talked to him online yet?
No, I have not talked to him. Can I don't know how to get in touch with him, Fred.
You go through CoreList, Correctional Institute, CoreList.
Can you sign up?
It's called McKean Prison or something like that.
Yeah, you just go on their front page.
Okay.
Now I've typed this thing. This is how stupid Ustream is. I put my email address in, all my correct information, and they say pass or the email address is already taken. And I'm doing my own Ustream thing, and it won't let me look at the chat room because I have to sign up for my own chat room. So I try to sign up, and it tells me I'm already signed up. Now, how smart is that?
That's wild.
Yeah, that's how stupid it is. Everybody
that's really wild, Fred.
Email Ustream and ask them what's running their show. I mean, it must be an alien.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's really incredible. So I'll call that tomorrow and see what I can do about so I don't have to wait for snail mail. I'll try it out with my brother. I got my computer fixed. I'm looking at you. And so
is it on now?
Yeah, I'm looking at you now. I love that hat of yours. What is that?
What?
Is that Pepe Le Pew?
What's that?
Your hat.
No. That's the Skunk Works from Lockheed.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, my goodness gracious, the track. You know, you hold that up, people don't know what that is, you know.
Yeah, we're going to go to the races. This is what we used to do, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I got to have a little drag racing now.
Oh, yeah, that's fantastic.
See the light.
Yeah, is that incredible? Oh, look at that. Oh, wow. You know, when you and I were racing, they used to use flags.
Some energy. Next to Paradigm products, I got to have that. I mean, didn't that take you back about 20, 30 years?
Oh, at least.
Hell yeah, man. If you don't have a staging light, that's what, you know, when that light went green, my tricks of beating, I used to beat everybody in the ET bracket. I didn't wait for the green. When the yellow went off, that's when you go. That's about a tenth of a second.
Is that when you go?
In tight competition, that'll get you out there.
Wow.
People wait for the green, it's too late. You know, you're not a racer. You wait for the yellow to go out. The last caution yellow light goes out and you're gone.
That's incredible.
You got a tenth of a second there, and that's a lot in a drag race. You might win it by that tenth.
You know what's interesting? We used to before the lights. We used to go by flags.
Do you remember that? We always had lights. I mean, we had flags when we were out in the street doing it illegally. But, or we have some girl, you know, throw something on the ground and jump up and down and throw something on the ground. And when she let it go, that's when you'd take off.
I used to like my 409. That was a good racing car.
I'm looking for a 409 engine right now for my my Chevy, my 58.
Really?
Chevy.
You're 58?
Yeah, I'm putting a 409 in. It's got a 350 in it now, but it's only 330 horsepower. I don't have the torque I need for this thing. I want this thing to jump. You know, it's got a 411.
Well, a 409 will make it jump, that's for sure.
Yeah, 411 will do it. I mean, a 409. And I just haven't found the right deal. People have got them priced a little too high, you know?
Yeah, they're very expensive.
Anybody has a 409 for sale, let me know. I'll buy it.
Right. Why don't you get a Z11?
Well, I'd love to. That would be better, but I can't find any of those.
They're expensive.
I've seen
very
Z11 heads around, and I've seen some Z11 parts around.
You have.
If you buy a 409 and put Z11 heads on it, you pretty much have the same thing, you know?
Well, the Z11s, those heads will take it to the low 12s.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, that's a good breathing. Those are good breathing heads.
Yeah, and I mean, I could always go out and buy, some aftermarket aluminum heads, but then I end up building my own motor. You know, I'm going to buy aftermarket heads. I might as well build the whole engine.
Yeah.
And
just
buy a bunch of parts and put it together. Buy a short block somewhere, or even make my own short block. But I'm just trying to get one put together because I don't really have the time to build another motor right now, you know?
Right.
Do it if I have to. I don't care.
Hey, I'm putting dual quads on my Cobra next summer.
Oh, that's cool.
That'll be sharp. Put a medium riser on it. That'd be fun to do.
Yeah, no, I like
that.
That's
a fast car, Fred. I should really drive it out there. You got to drive this thing. It's unbelievable. It's just incredible.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. So anyhow, oh, I'm going to have my drink here. I haven't had my drink tonight.
I already had mine. It's right here.
Yeah, you put it up there on the screen.
Yeah, you got to have shawootsie.
A little shawootsie never hurt anybody. Hey, shawootsie?
Yeah, this stuff will put
yeah,
you
on. Yeah, hold on. I have a zip with you. Let me get it out of the box here. I keep it under my table here.
I mean, my glass is all over.
On the show. Okay, to our health.
Cheers. On the air all over the world. You think that buddy?
Good stuff.
I'm happy what this stuff is.
Really, really good. Ah, that's good. So, how's the which necklace are you wearing now, Fred?
I got the receptor on. I can't wear the projector right now because we're too busy. You know, I have too much business. You know, I'll be too busy.
Okay.
I got all I can handle business-wise, and, you know, we're getting backordered on stuff right now and all kinds of things, especially right now grounding equipment. A lot of people have our systems, and
right.
they want to take them to the next level, and so they need to ground them. You know, the
right.
secret when you have a bunch of projectors and receptors and the radiators and all of that
right.
is to get more grounding. You know,
well,
more
it's real important to get more grounding. It's really important.
Yeah, I just sold a 250-pound master crystal last week.
You did? Wow,
yeah,
that's
a
big crystal.
Big master crystals that came in.
Yeah. That is a big crystal.
It finally started working. Amazing.
That's really, that's very, very interesting. 250 pounds?
Yeah, I gotta go down and get to the Lowe's.
Hello?
Yeah, are you there?
Yeah, somebody
Hi, yeah, this
somebody's
Taylor.
On the phone. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing? This is Steve Barish and Dr. Fred Bell.
Hi, Steve and Dr. Bell.
Who is this?
This is Taylor.
How are you doing?
Doing real well. Got a couple of questions, actually.
Why don't you speak up a little bit so we can hear you better?
Oh, yeah, sure thing. How's that?
That's better.
Yeah, I was going through the website looking at the receptors, and it said that in order to select the type of gemstone to put into that, that you did some type of, seemed like some type of self-applied kinesiology where you're pressing the pad of your finger against the nail of your index finger.
Who is this for, sir? Is this for you or somebody else?
Yeah, it's for me.
Let Steve do it. He does it psychically. It's better.
Oh, he just...
I know the stone
you
need already, so...
Yeah, see, I mean, he could do that. I don't do that, but he does it. And I can do it manually, and we come up with the same thing. Yeah,
oh, I see.
It feels like you need a high energy boost. It feels like your energy is rather low.
That would be pretty accurate.
Yeah. I'm getting a ruby for you, a high energy boost. It'll help the pituitary, the adrenals. A bigger one would be the garnet, but I think that might be too strong for you right now. That'll give you a physical energy boost, digestion, balance, adrenals, liver, kidney, pituitary, spinal column, and blood. And it's very good for integration. So that's
okay.
The stone. But I think right now, for a while, you need that ruby more than you need the garnet.
Excellent.
So that's the one
okay.
you need. I would highly suggest, if you're thinking one, is to call them tomorrow and order that. That'll be really, really good for you. Let me give you that phone number. It's 1-800-729-2603. And tell them Steve told you to call. You heard us on the radio. And that's
okay.
the stone you need.
Yeah, then
oh, great.
Where are you located anyway, Taylor?
I'm in Austin, Texas.
Oh, cool.
Oh, cool.
I love Austin.
Yep. Yeah, it's a good place to be.
Yeah, I love the restaurants down there, and that's Sandy Bullock, one of my favorite actresses, lived there for a while. Still living there?
Yeah. I'm sorry?
It's a cowboy town and a university town. It's just a great place. People are really nice there in Austin.
Yeah, the big diversity of the culture here.
Yeah.
That's cool.
What kind of stuff do you do anyway?
A little bit of art, a little bit of just stuff to pay the bills.
Yeah. In other words, your day job, and then the thing you really like is art.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you paint? Do you do painting or photographs or what?
Just like oil paints.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
What do you
paint?
Oh,
that's like good.
Paint people or what?
Usually more like abstract.
Oh, yeah.
Mental images,
cool.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, I do painting, and that's exactly what I do when I have time. Ask me when I did the last painting, I'll say about 8 years ago. Tell me when I'm going to do my next one, I don't know. I got my airbrush and my paints laid out, but I ain't done nothing yet. You know, it's been sitting out for a while.
Did you paint the one that's behind you over there on the wall?
No. Oh, which one? Oh, wait a minute.
The circle.
Oh, the circle one? No, a friend of mine did. That's the kind of stuff
okay.
I've done. That was done by a friend of mine over in, he was, Steve Austin did that. So Stephen White did this one. But I had a guy named Stephen. We did a lot of airbrush like this in the pastels like that. And if I could drag my, you're watching, right? I can show you one of my paintings. Hang on.
Yeah.
This is one of my early ones. This is not one of my newer ones. Here, I'll bring one down. This is early stuff. Many years ago. There's one of them. I did that probably back in, 75.
It's really beautiful,
okay.
Fred.
Yeah, that's old stuff.
Great.
I got the stuff I do now. Oh, my co-host just flew off. There's another one up here if I can get it. Kind of neat having the camera, isn't it?
Yeah.
But this is not what I do now. Another one up there, I can't. Right here, I can bring the camera to the painting. Hold on a second if it'll see it. Way up there. Yeah, kind of hard to see it.
Yeah.
What I'll do is I'm going to get this camera where it's more remote, and then we can, and there's a bird over here. It flew off. And then I can take you in the, I have paintings that glow in the dark and change in the dark. They'll change shape. So, I'm going to turn the light on. Maybe you can see another one. Ones in the other room are like 6 feet tall and stuff. They're too big to move.
Wow.
It's a large one.
Yeah. That particular one there I did in Laguna Beach. I think in my first house I had that. It was back in 74 I did that one, yeah. I used to paint a lot of them. And then one day I got really mad and put about 50 of them in the fireplace because I got stuck. I burned them all up.
Really?
Yeah, and then a friend of mine had bought about 10 of them, and he still has those. And then after that, I changed my whole art style. I haven't thrown any in the fireplace. I got really frustrated, which can happen. You know, as you know, if you're an artist, you know you get you get stuck. The same thing writing books. I get writer's cramps. God, I hate that. And writer's block or whatever. And it just absolutely drives me up a wall.
Well, now there's a background music on your website.
Yeah, that's one of my albums.
It is. There's a voice.
Half of my studio's in here. You can see a little of it, but most of it's in the other room. A lot of it's in the other room. There's a stack of keyboards there, and there's a stack over there, and this.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there and then there's a classic. There's a Mellotron over there in the corner, and a Continental like the Doors used. All of that. I got all those. I got a leather light on. I'm curious if I can get that painting on there. Yeah, that's that orange one up there. You can see it now a little better.
Oh yeah, sure can.
Yeah, that's my early stuff. And then the transition from that was in the fireplace. So the newer stuff's a lot nicer, and it's in the other room. And those paintings glow in the dark. You got a black light on them, and they do all kinds of weird stuff. Painting. I mean, it's just like. I go crazy not being able to. I haven't done it in so long. I went out and bought some really nice Pache airbrush. And the other ones I did oils, and acrylics, and then airbrush. But the thing is with oils, I like oils the best, but unless you know what you're doing, it comes out dark. It always did for me, you know.
Listen, I'm sorry. We're going to have to go. We have somebody else on the line.
Okay. Well,
hello.
Taylor, keep up the good work, man.
Thank you.
All right. Can I ask one last question?
Yeah,
yes,
go ahead.
There's a voice on the music on your website.
Yeah.
There's a woman's voice. I've been trying to figure out what she's saying.
I'm trying to remember. Yeah, can you email me? Fredbell Paradigm, and I'll get the words and I'll email them back to you.
Okay, sounds great.
Yeah, that
appreciate
was on my Fellowship album, but I forget. It was at the end. It was like Goodbye, My Love, or something like that, but I forget how it all goes.
Okay.
Goodbye, My Love, actually. That was a rock opera written about Semyon. And I think that's what it's about.
Okay, well, wonderful. Thanks so much for your time.
All right, thanks,
absolutely.
Dan.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello? Hello, anybody there? We must have lost him, Fred or her.
Oh, I'm called back.
Yeah. That's cool. An interesting man.
It's nice to have this camera here, you know?
Yeah, it looks like you can really, really move that around.
Yeah, the only problem, I'm going to get a wireless for it, though. I mean, you can get a connector for it.
Uh-huh.
In the other room, and I can take people on a tour. And that's what I'm going to do next. I'll call
that's
up
cool.
My computer people. This is a good camera, and you can adjust it. You know, it has zoom and all kinds of stuff on it, but I don't do it because you got to do it off the dashboard.
Right, right.
I might even get a better camera. I'm going to go check on the best camera there is with a manual lens on it and stuff, you know, where you twist it.
Okay.
That's what I really need because I could take people on tours of the property. We had a spaceship.
Well, I've never seen your home. I'd love to come out there sometime to see it.
Yeah. You knew about that Andromedan ship that came here on the 4th, right? You heard about that?
Yeah, you talked about it last week. That's got to be really interesting, Fred. So how big? That's a big ship, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got a big tall, I call it the phallic ship, because the top of it's like 40 feet tall, and then it comes down to a disc, which is probably 30 feet across, and then it goes to like a 10-foot section below it.
Right.
It's like a great big hot dog with a saucer on it, above a saucer with a little short hot dog on the bottom. The only way to describe it. And where the tall piece meets the disc, it's got six big round balls. And on those round balls, lights come off of. They glow in different colors.
Wow.
And the pictures that were on YouTube, when you type in a UFO over Marietta or UFO over Temecula, the ones the military didn't pull down, it's going sideways. In other words, it's not straight up like the pictures I took, which I also posted on my website on Facebook, where you can see the vertical part of it in the daylight. It was on its side. So it's like it had a big axle, and the thing is rolling through the sky. And that's what that one guy, I think he came out of Old Town, and he was going down the road. Man, he was just like freaking out. I sent emails out with that particular link. But if you look at it really carefully, well, two nights ago, we had the ship here again.
Really?
Yeah. And let me tell you what happened that time. The energy was so high, we didn't know it at the time. The energy was so high, I got pictures of that one. I got them on my camera. Matter of fact, camera's right here. I can show them to you. I don't know how it's going to come across this, but I took pictures here. And the energy was so high on this house, because I've been told to put up more grounding and stuff. I'm still putting it up.
Right.
That it blew out some circuits, some wiring in the house.
My. Right.
Yeah, it fried a circuit breaker. I had an electrician just leave before the show started, and they don't know what happened. They know that some circuit breakers blew, but they knew something caused them, and they can't figure out what it is.
Huh.
So I got people over here now, maintenance people, coming in to figure out what happened. And this is typical, you know.
Amazing.
Yeah. So let me see. Here we go. Okay, here it is. I'm going to blow it up. I got the ship right here. This is a modern digital. This is a modern digital camera. Check this out.
Okay.
You're gonna love this. Hang on a second.
Okay.
Let me get it going down here. I got pictures of it moving and stuff. And you're gonna see an orb. Let me blow it up. It has an orb coming off of it. You're gonna see it in the photo. Okay, here it is. And at the lower. There it is. There's the ship. And let me see if I can get it right. Let me see where the orb is. Right. Let me get a pencil.
I see it.
On a second. Right there. I don't know how good this is.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know if you can see it.
Yeah, it's got a beautiful aura.
Yeah, it's got an aura around. There's a big orb coming off of it going down that right there.
Huh.
That's one picture. I'm going to get another picture. And then I had trouble stabilizing the camera.
Right.
So let me find another one here. Did you stop by anybody? You get so excited, but anyhow, I blew up some stuff in the house. And then there's two other. Here's a picture with two other ships. Hang on. with it, that then in the next frame they disappear. Can you stop it? Buddy gets excited when I have spaceships on here. Stop chewing Daniel? Nozzling me. Giving me this nozzle. Come on, what's the button? Yeah. Takes a second here to, you know, to stop it. Turn this camera off and on again. This is a brand new, this is a Canon. It's got three CCDs. It's a 60D with special lenses, and I'm not really good with it. I used to do 35 millimeters. I'm just making this worse. Oh, I'll take the battery out. I got some other shots. You'll get a kick out of them. Oh, maybe it'll work. It's getting crazy. I pushed the wrong button there, so I ended up getting like four frames. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I think I got it now. Okay. Trying to get this. Okay, here. Okay, here it is. Here it is. Now, let me, if I don't put the wrong button. Each shot, it was doing something different. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And let me get this one up here. Okay, here, let me just, I'm not going to blow it up too much, but here you can see another ship alongside of it. Where'd it go? See the other ship, the little white one there?
Yes.
Yeah, that's another one. And these things were coming off of it and going off. And that came out of it and was going somewhere. And
amazing.
The last time we had shots like this, David Tickle was in England. And here's two. I don't know if you can see this. Blow it up a little bit more. No, because when I start blowing it up, I lose the... Yeah, here you'll see a second, two little more of them.
Wow.
Yeah. And then?
I see it.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
I got another one that's really mad now. Okay, here we go. Can you stop it? Really, it gets wild when there's good stuff going on. These birds sense the energy.
Mm-hmm.
Here's where it changed colors. See how this one came out. Yeah, here, this is. Here, check this aura out now. Hang on.
Okay.
This is where it really got. You know how they say that you see red on them?
Yes.
That one out. It's looking green, but that's actually red.
That's something.
Like
it just turned yellow. Wow.
It did.
Yes.
It's alive. Yeah.
Wow.
It did.
It has yellow and white. It's incredible.
Yeah, watch it. There, see it change color?
Yes, it just changed color a second ago. Yeah.
I watched it do it again. See? Off. That's how amazing.
Oh, my, Fred. That's amazing.
Now watch. Watch it. See that? That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
Now, that's the real
right.
deal. These
yeah.
things actually change in the camera. And, you know, do you think we're not... And then they give me. I didn't get any information from this one. I was more of a photo shoot, you know.
Right.
The one the other night, man. This is where a lot of our products come from. Is these ships, you know, when they
yeah.
visit us.
Yeah.
Now let me do another one here. It did some other stuff too. It changes. You can see this. This changed in the center. Okay. I'm looking at the, you know, because it's not on the it's not going to show up on the camera too much. But it keeps changing. You stay up there where you're supposed to be. he's wired. If you could see me switching the thing, you can actually see it moving. Okay, here's
mm-hmm.
another shot. Now here it's in a different position. Check this one out. Oh, you'll like this. This is when it went sideways.
Okay.
Hang on a second. I'm going to get it down. Let me get it centered. Where it goes sideways. You'll love this one. Check that one out.
Isn't oh, that, my.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Just changed color.
I know.
That's incredible. It went back. That's incredible.
Alive. I'm telling you, even like my painting, can you get on the shoulder? Boy, he's stealing the show. He doesn't like to be up, you know, upset by UFOs. But you can see it's a disc. Let me move it over a little bit. Here you can see the saucer shape on one side, and probably a little camera jitter in there, but you see, it's back.
Oh, yeah.
See the saucer? There you go.
It's amazing. It keeps changing color.
Yeah, and then you get the saucer. You can see the saucer edge of it is the saucer. But when it goes up, you know, when it goes up, it's like a coin. You look at it from one side, you see it's a saucer. But when the coin turns up, you look at the roundness of it.
Yeah.
So here it's not round anymore. It's on its side, and you see the saucer level.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and then so it was changing. It was, and then Mikkel got up, and it was 3 o'clock in the morning, as usual.
Yeah.
And she got up, and she actually got to see it this time.
Yeah, that's
by
wonderful.
By the time she wakes up, it's gone. But this time she saw it. It was
wonderful.
Really, and then, and that without blowing it up, I mean, this is without enhancing the image, blowing it up, you can still see it. It's on its side, it's flat.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see it.
That's amazing.
It's obviously more, you know, a lot clearer here because better than the others here. Yeah, it just changes colors all over the place.
Right, right.
So anyway, I think that's pretty much. At least I'm learning how to do the. Now, here's a shot where I got it. Oh, let me blow it up a little bit here. Hang on. Here's where I got a shot of it straight at me.
Mm-hmm.
See there? It's straight
wow.
at me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amazing.
Yeah, and then it was they tilt around and they move around and so you get all these weird images. That's all I can say.
Right.
But anyway, any others here? Yeah. And I didn't have my best lens or any of that kind of stuff, but basically that's what was happening a couple of nights ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get too far off on this.
Fred, can I ask you a question? We see them all the time.
I
see them in my room. I see them, you know, they'll be around. Are we protected by them, Fred?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, definitely a lot of protection there, you know. I want to, if people go to our website and go to my Facebook, Fred Bell, on the Facebook, Dr. Fred Bell, however it goes, they'll see some great daylight shots of the similar ships, you know, right up in the daylight, 35 millimeter.
Mm-hmm.
And I am just starting to learn, you know, I had a D20 or something camera,
mm-hmm.
Canon, which was, it was a real high resolution, but I'm just learning how to do this stuff at night. The 35 millimeter, I shoot with a 1600 film or a 3000 film on
right.
a tripod. I can get a
right.
damn good shot, but the problem is getting them developed anymore and all that. It's
yeah.
hard. So I'm trying to learn a digital, and this thing is about a 20-megapixel camera.
That's amazing.
I need to get a tripod for it. I had to set it outside on a porch, hold
mm-hmm.
my breath, because otherwise you get a big squiggly. And that
sure.
way everybody knows what a big squiggly is, a jittery camera, you know.
Sure.
But the big thing is keeping the camera still
mm-hmm.
and capturing the colors. But as you see, we're getting colors now. You know, so
yeah.
I'm learning this all over again. I didn't plan on being a UFO photographer, but
mm-hmm.
sort of that's where we're going again, which is kind of cool. Have you been taking any pictures of any ships lately?
No, the only ship I ever saw, that's not true. I saw a picture back in the 60s.
Yeah.
It passed over the top of my apartment, and I was about maybe 30 feet above the apartment, which was it was quite big.
Yeah,
and it was no sound, just lights. You know, just lights were pulsating around it. And then I've been seeing a ship. Oh gosh, Fred, it's quite big. I could see it moving around in the sky. And it's there almost every night, but I don't know what it's there for, but I see it, and it comes down a little bit, it goes back, but it moves side to side, you know, it's very interesting.
Yeah, you need to get a Microstar or a Firestar, and what that does is bridges the communication. It teaches your body how to, it's kind of like, you go to a United Nations and you have an interpreter?
Okay.
Stands up from India and somebody stands up from China and then it comes out in English, you know?
Right.
Well, these devices, Firestar and the Microstar, primarily the Firestar,
okay.
act as an interpreter. And what they do is they'll record energy transmissions from these different people or aliens or whatever they are, and they
mm-hmm.
and then they and it's transmitted into the human, the English pattern. Now, in Germany, I sold them, and it works in German. It'll translate into German from these.
Wow.
Yeah. It'll translate into your language, and it's a device that's designed to do that, and it modulates into your head. And it's, you know, you've seen them on our pictures of them on our...
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Those are the devices that people use. But what I always emphasize, before you get into that stuff, get into the basic system.
Yes.
And
yes.
Get used to quantum energy, get used to scalar wave energy, get used to this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
when you start playing with this on this level, you better be together. Otherwise, you're just going to get fried.
Well, yeah, that's why, you know, your mind's got to be very quiet with this. It has to be, you know, you just need to do a lot of concentration. You need to do a lot of meditation, and you got to start out slow with this stuff because it's very powerful.
Yeah, and I've seen so many people try to start at the top and get, you know, it just takes them sideways. They get results, but they don't know what they are. It makes them, you know, they just get crazy after a while.
Yeah, it's just a little bit too much for people.
Yeah, so, and then you could take a total scale. You know, like Eric von Däniken, right? He writes a lot of books like The Secret Chariots of the Gods and all that.
Mm-hmm.
He started using my fire stars back in the early or late 80s,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so when he started hooking up with all his books that he wrote and channeling and all that stuff, they're great for channeling people, too. He was well into it with our product. You know, I mean,
yeah.
you know, a lot of great guys
yeah.
out there that write books and do movies use our stuff.
Yeah.
U2,
yeah.
the band U2, they use our stuff off and on. They wrote some of their greatest music using the Firestar in our pyramid system.
Wow.
Yeah, that's Bono. In the
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah. I
Amazing.
Mean, a lot of big names, movie stars, too. You know, of course, everybody knows Wesley's a big client
yeah.
of ours, uses all our stuff.
Right,
so.
right.
Very successful in the movie industry.
Yes.
Very successful. He's just not very good at filing tax returns, that's all. He's getting better now, you know. But, I mean, he's very successful, and he's doing quite well even now, though he's not out acting, you know.
Yeah.
But he's got movie products going, you know, productions going and stuff. So.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just a matter of orienting yourself to it, you know, and understanding what it is and how to use it.
You know, it's interesting. In the book of Death of Ignorance.
Yeah, it's a good book.
It's a great book, Fred. It's just a fabulous book. I think what would help a lot of people on page 318, as I said, you have a nuclear receptor there, and it gives all the data on the nuclear receptor and how this thing works. I think for a lot of people, Death of Ignorance, it would be a great book to read because it gives them an idea of quantum entanglements. It gives them a very good idea of how this stuff really works. And it's really important that they have an idea. They need to start out with the nuclear receptor. I think, you know, I wore my nuclear receptor, Fred, with the blue sapphire for 8 years.
Wow.
8 years, Fred, I wore it.
Yeah.
And it really helps. So, you're giving them some more, Kickapoo joy juice, huh?
Yeah, he's not drinking right now. He's fine now.
Yeah, this is 8:56
right now. So anyway, we're running out of time, and The Death of Ignorance was the book I wrote back in '79, and it's really informative. It was the beginning of my transition in my life from a lot of years with Tibetan masters, and a lot of. And 8 years of Pleiadian, you know, and
mm-hmm.
so I kind of merged it all together right there. And I wrote it, Paradigm was just starting in 79,
yeah.
or 75, but I mean,
yeah.
it's only a four-year-old company. I think we have like three or four products, you know.
Yeah.
I don't even
yeah.
think the receptor was on the market yet, even though I was writing about it. I think we're still creating it. But I knew what it
yeah.
was supposed to do.
Yeah.
Anyway.
For sure.
So
you
I know what
put
it
out
was.
Your phone number, buddy.
Yeah, I take it back. That's the second edition. The first Death of Ignorance was 250-some pages, and then in 81, when the receptor was
mm-hmm.
on the market, then I wrote that second, that update, and you've got the update. Okay, go ahead.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Your number?
My phone number is area code 585-746-8321. I'm more than happy to talk to you about anything that Fred has, and don't hesitate to give me a call.
And our number is 1-800-729-2603, website paradite.com. Just go to
Fred Bell, and that'll take you to our website. Fred Bell's easier. You've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show at bbsradio.com, broadcasting to you live every Thursday from 5 p.m. Pacific to 6 p.m. Pacific, with frequent interruptions by Buddy Boo. See you next week.
Take care, Fred.
You too. Stay safe.
Bye-bye.